Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. If you're still on the outside looking in, I urge you to refinance to a lower rate.
The Federal Reserve has indicated they'll be raising rates in the fall, so call now. 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
It will cost you nothing out of pocket to apply. You don't need a credit card because if we don't close your loan, there's no appraisal fee.
We've been right here in St. Louis for 15 years. Why would you go anywhere else? Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
FHA fixed, 15-year amortization, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, Missouri Nellota Residential Mortgage License, C111 West 4 Drive, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low-price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the New Balance Rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Lease in 2015 Mini Cooper Countryman for $199 a month for 36 months. $29.20 due at signing. For more, visit miniofstlouis.com/countrymanoffers.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
sausage and cheese.
It's a great combination.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome, especially to, was it Mike who's fighting that cancer?
Yes.
Mike, you keep fighting, buddy. We need you. We need all our listeners. Welcome to the June 25th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the company that remodeled our kitchen 18, 19 years ago, and it still looks great, mainly because it's never been used by my wife, who never cooks a meal, but it was a great job. And every bathroom in our house over time was redone by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. We'll tell you more after this.
Hey!
Well, at the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, then we would love for you to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mounted. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
For those of you who didn't hear and haven't seen it, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. And Dan Strauss, believe it or not, has written just a terrific post, essentially thanking all of you for letting us do what we do. Very well done, Dan. It kills me to say that.
Thank you.
PB Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And we have a joke today that we should have told yesterday in honor of the passing of Dick Van Patten. And yes, it's about shoes. You can see it coming, a corny joke. And Peon, I'm sorry, Rat Boy heard Peon talking with me about it, and he said, speaking of that, there's a great way to shine your shoes and make them really shiny. And he said you use, it wasn't Shoe Whiz, it was, what was it?
Cheese.
Cheese Whiz.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
And
may or may not be true. Don't ruin your shoes by trying it. Let us try it first, and we'll get back to you. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Thank you.
I'm going to take a guess at how long Thompson Price has been on the show advertising, and that guess would be about close to 20 years, because they were part of the show before we came here. And they're in the kitchen and bath remodeling business, and I know so are a lot of other people. In fact, too many people are in that business. See, there ought to be some sort of test that you have to pass before you can call yourself a roofer or a painter or a kitchen and bath remodeler or heating and cooling. There ought to be a standardized mandatory test on customers. So there's a customer service section, and it would have things like, okay, question number one, you call on a home of a customer that has asked you to come over and give you a bid on remodeling the kitchen. Well, the customer states that they have a limited budget, and they've heard some bad things about some kitchen and bath remodelers. Your response should be A, and then there's a list of things. And if you don't pass the test, you can't be in the business. You're committing a crime then if you call yourself a kitchen and bath remodeler or heating and cooling company or anything else. But there is no such test. So because of that, a lot of people out there doing not even second-rate work. And by the time you pay them and you realize how shoddy it is, it's too late. Now, I have no problem with anybody wanting to paint their cabinets and just kind of superficially, you know, cosmetically fix things up. It looks a little better, but that's not remodeling. We're talking about a brand new kitchen or bathroom. Ripping everything. I remember the process, and I remember that our house, in one day, the sink, countertop, center island, refrigerator was out in the garage, sinks ripped out, everything was ripped out. It was bare walls with studs exposed and a bare floor in one day. Because I think tearing up is the easy part. You turn a couple of guys loose with some, you know, crowbars and hammers and, yeah, ripping stuff out. You've watched those Property Brothers type shows where they rip stuff out. That's the fun part. That's the easy part. Anybody could do that. But not just anybody can do the hard part. And that's turning it into a functional, beautiful kitchen that will be functional and beautiful for a long, long time. And that's what Thompson Price does. And he's very particular, not just about the quality of the work, but the people around him and who he hires. He has some very good people on that crew. Thompson Price, make sure, and I don't care if you talk to 10 companies, but make sure one of them has the name Price in the company. That would be Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, and the website is thompsonprice.com. We talked to Jim Reese earlier at Pistols Plus, where they're having a huge bow sale. I'm not a bow hunter, or I don't shoot, never shot one, but I'm negligent sometimes in giving their website. They have a great website. It's pistolsplusguns.net, so I wanted to throw that in there. I talked yesterday briefly about Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman is an attorney. He says he's an attorney, okay? I haven't seen any diploma or anything, but I don't doubt it. You can tell by listening to him. He knows what he's talking about. And anytime he fills in for anybody, when I can, I listen because I learn something. But here's what's interesting. Like so many people who are on the radio, even though he doesn't have a regular show, he used to, sadly, it was taken away from him, he looks nothing like what you would think he would look like. He looks like a baker. He looks like a guy who would live above the bakery and come down at 4 o'clock in the morning and start making the donuts or something.
Yeah.
And not that he's a heavy guy, not all bakers are. But you know what I'm saying?
He
does not. If we had a lineup, like a police lineup, you go, which one is Scott Sherman? He'd be the last guy you'd pick up. He's really smart, too. He really is. So whenever you know Scott, is he on again tomorrow, I guess, for Carney?
I think so. I think he's been
all week. Yeah.
So if you've never heard him, if you've deliberately stayed away from the station from 1 to 3 because of John Carney...
He's on vacation. Come back. Yeah.
Come on back. We're kidding, of course. We're not kidding about Scott being really good. These two guys on the run. They heard the guy we had on earlier who's been on the run for 10 years. I don't know if this is normal or not, but it has made me, for the last 2 weeks, seriously think, what would my, not how would I escape, but if I got out, you come up through a manhole cover, you look around, there's traffic, you're out of there. Seriously, I have been giving lots of thought to what would I do? How would I mean, have you done that? How would I get cleaned
no,
up? Where would I get closed? And I'm not kidding.
And how do you blend in? And how do you maybe get a job or something or change your identity?
And I'm telling you, my idea about breaking into the dry cleaners, I think is a good one.
Yeah.
Because nobody expects the dry cleaner to get robbed. I don't know what kind of security system they have, but by the time the cops get there, you've run off with a couple of nice suits and some pants and look at the sizes and see what fits you. Shoes, I think there are drop-off points for Goodwill in places where people sometimes deposit pretty nice shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not a criminal, but I'm just saying that I don't think the worst crime in the world would be to stop somebody and go, all right, give me your shoes. You see a guy, looks like he wears it, and then send him on his way. It didn't hurt him. He's just in his socks. Unless you said, give me your socks, too. Now, what I wouldn't do is say, give me your underwear. I don't want to wear another guy's underwear.
Mm-mm.
But how would you get underwear, or do you need underwear? And you do need a place to go to the bathroom. But there are service stations.
Oh, yeah.
And you can wash up there.
Restaurants.
Truck stops.
Service stations.
Oh, my goodness. Truck stops. So on one hand, I think I got this figured out. This would be pretty easy. But what we don't realize is how smart the people looking for them are, except they're starting to look like these guys are maybe smarter, and this has to really frustrate them. 2,000 people now. It's now about, I think, 1,200 people looking for these guys. It's 2,000 firefighters. And now over $1 million a day. By the time they catch them, there are going to be a lot of people real mad at what this has cost for them to... And then I think as time goes by, let's go a year from now. They're still on the loose. You know the hunt's not as intense because now they don't have a perimeter. They could be in Spain. I mean, it's fascinating. Not in the way that the kooks who try to help them are fascinated. I just think we got a great movie coming our way down the road. Now, I heard Josh. Josh is a guy... who works, I think, on 7 shows here.
Right.
He has he's not married, but he has a fiance. Is that right? He does.
Yes,
now because they got
newly engaged.
He just came back from Paris, and I believe he proposed to his wife. I'm telling you, this guy's the king of romance. You go to Paris to propose to your girlfriend. Way to go, Josh. I mentioned that for a couple of reasons. One is that people sometimes will email us and say, I'm thinking about getting radio. You know, should I, shouldn't I? What kind of pay is it? Well, here's the answer to your question. He goes to Paris. That's how much money you make in radio.
Oh, yeah.
How many regular people can afford? I think I'll take my girlfriend to Paris to propose. Your target, young people, radio broadcasting.
He's loaded.
I'm telling you right now, that should be where your focus is. But I heard Josh... on the way in, talking about this article that has come out from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about why your eyes are red sometimes when you come out of the pool or while you're in the pool, and we've always thought it was chlorine. It's not. And if you didn't hear what Josh said, I'll tell you what the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. What's making your eyes red, and this is pool season, is a combination of everybody's sweat, urine, pee, and doo-doo.
Oh!
Really?
Yes. And all those things together interact and make your eyes red.
Ew.
And I know this is going to sound bad, but I have to say it. When my kids were little... And we go to places like Six Flags. Don't they have a floating water thing at Six Flags?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or we go to Lake of the Ozarks. They had a big water park up by Camdenton. I would not get in with my kids if I saw people in the pool that weighed 500 pounds because they're big fat folds.
Oh, you're thinking I don't know about what's the cheese under
factor? The, yes, yeah, the Fremunda cheese.
Yeah.
I don't want that cheese washing out of there into that water.
Well, you couldn't go to just about every public pool out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Warning you because I've been to a few. Yeah,
that's true.
I was at Six Flags one time with my daughter when she was smaller.
You have a daughter?
Yeah, I do. I know. I don't talk about
her
much.
What's her name?
Alyssa.
Mm.
But she was smaller, and we were in that area, that kids area, where the bucket drops and all that stuff.
Right.
All of a sudden, the lifeguards start blowing the whistle. Everybody out of the pool. Everybody out. We're shutting this down. We're draining it. And I walked over and asked one of the guys, I said, did some little kid poop in here? And he goes, yeah, they did. Oh, man. So they have to shut everything down, drain it, and disinfect and everything.
What's worse is when you ask them and you just gulped a big swallow of water and you go, hey, by the way,
hey,
did somebody poop? And they go, yeah. Oh, now you're going to throw up in there and there'll be throw up and poop in the pool.
And I don't think he was supposed to tell me that, but he said, yes, they did.
Now, I don't think we give nearly enough. We don't spend nearly enough time here mentioning Fox 2. I think we need to talk about them more. So I'm going to help do that by mentioning Tom O'Neill. Tonight, from 9:30, between 9:30 and 10, there's going to be a 30-minute tribute to Tom O'Neill. Now, you don't see that very often, and I think it's probably well-deserved. This guy, think about it. Tom O'Neill has been on the air in St. Louis for 41 years.
That's incredible.
Is he is he getting ready?
Yes, he started in 1974 at Channel 5. And for those of you who weren't around, I remember when Channel 5 was KSD TV, not KSDK, and Channel 4 was KMOX TV.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So, started in 1974, then they joined Channel 2 in 1990. And about 10 years ago, he became the anchor for the 5 and the 9 o'clock newscast. I don't know Tom O'Neill. I have met him briefly a couple of times. My instincts are pretty good. I think this guy is about as rock solid as they come. No scandal, no horrible news over the years. Just a guy who does his job.
I've been around him several times at several events and things, and he is one of the nicest guys to be around, and he lost a son to cancer.
Right. Anybody that loses a child, you get a pass from me. Yeah. In fact, Tom O'Neill has had the right to be a jerk after he lost a child. I think you have the right to be weird and strange.
Yeah, and he wasn't.
But he wasn't.
No.
And he took it and he did some good with it, and he raised a lot of money. And I put him in the same category that I put Mark Curtis. Do you remember Mark Curtis?
Yes.
Mark Curtis was a sports. He's in Phoenix now. He's a big deal anchor for the, I think, NBC station in Phoenix. And he was always just a nice guy. So Tom, have a great retirement. We don't know each other. We've met each other. But I wish you the best, and I hope you have a great retirement. And I think one of the sad things about the Larry Connors thing is that Larry never got a chance for people to see that. Let's take a look back at the career of Larry Connors because of the circumstances. And I think that's too bad because another guy that put in a lot of time in St. Louis. What else do we need? How much time do we have here? Boy, this. What are the chances of this? Franklin County. I think most of you know where that is. Is Pacific in Franklin County?
I
think it is.
No.
It might be.
For the second time in 4 months, this guy has killed an intruder breaking into his house. Not the same intruder. You can't kill somebody twice. But he has killed intruders twice in 4 months.
Wow.
A guy who's a former neighbor barged into this guy's house, destroyed some stuff in the house, demanded money, and demanded to be driven to Arkansas. And he says to the homeowner, I'll kill you. I'm going to kill you. Now, the homeowner said he also said, I think I'm going to chop your feet off. Now, let me tell you something. Any guy that comes in and says weird junk like this, you got to do what you got to do. So he hits the table with a knife, breaks the table up, barely missing the guy's feet. The homeowner then stabbed him in self-defense. Said the neighbor was angry about losing his license due to unpaid child support, and he took it out on the first person he could find, which was his neighbor. Now, back in February, the guy got into it with somebody else who broke in his house, and he shot and killed him. This guy needs to move.
Yeah, boy.
You need to move into another neighborhood.
No kidding.
I mean, look, the chances in a lifetime of anybody having to kill anybody, they're slim, but twice.
Yes.
Twice in 4 months. My goodness. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We changed the joke today. I was going to tell another joke, but then I remembered the death of Dick Van Patten. And what else was it? Oh, Dan mentioned this joke. He loves this joke.
Yeah.
So it's the story of a guy who buys himself a pair of patent leather shoes, Dick Van Patten leather shoes, and he's so proud of them, and he wipes them and polishes them, and he thinks this will help him, you know, with the ladies. He loves to dance. So he gets a girlfriend, and the way he got her was his dancing. She's very impressed with the way he danced, so he takes her out, and this is very similar to the story the other day about the guy who had the artificial arm in the leg,
right.
But it's not the same joke. So they hit the dance floor. Same band as the other day. And they're dancing, and he glances down, and his patent leather shoes, and he can see. They're so reflective, he can see up her skirt. And he says, "Wow, I'm so glad you decided to wear your powder blue panties tonight. It's my favorite color." She says, "What?" He said, "Yeah, don't tell me you're not wearing powder blue panties." She says, "Well, how did you know that?" He said, "Oh, I'm just a pretty cool guy, and I've got great instincts, and I can tell a lot about women, and I just knew you had a..." Well, she's stunned. She can't figure out how I can know. So the next time they go out, they go dancing again. They hit the dance floor. She's twirling around, and he goes, "Ah, the traditional white panties with lace around the edge. I love that look." She says, "Oh, come on. You must have seen..." He said, "I haven't seen anything. We just walked out here, and I just know, I can sense that you have on white panties with lace. That's how good I am about reading women." Well, next Saturday night, they go dancing again. They hit the dance floor. While they're dancing, he says, "Oh, by the way, you look very nice tonight. And because of that dark navy blue skirt, I can see why you chose to wear black panties, because they won't show through the navy blue." She says, "All right, this is becoming weird." Of course, every time he's glanced down at his patent leather shoes. But she doesn't know. Now she's really... This has got her thinking, how in the world? So the next Saturday night, they go out, and they hit the dance floor. And he doesn't say anything. They're dancing. She goes, "Well, aren't you going to comment about, my underwear tonight?" And he just keeps looking down and very confused. He doesn't know what to make of this. Something is... She says, "All right, look it. All right, I'll level with you. I'm messing with you. I didn't wear any panties tonight. I didn't wear any panties." He goes, "Whoo, thank goodness. For a second, I thought I had a crack in my patent leather shoes."
Meet me.
I right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
I love the joke, and I love the music from the Leave It to Beaver era.
Oh, I know. I love that.
That's our favorite dance music from the 50s.
I know. It's awesome. Oh, let's see. Hey, we just hit an accident. They've just moved it off to the right shoulder on southbound 55 before Bayless. There's debris in the left center lane, though, and that's causing a slowdown from approaching River de Pere through Bayless. Then things finally open up. Southbound 270 still has stop-and-go traffic from south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. You're slow again from Highway 44 to about Tesson Ferry, and then things open up after that. Looking at westbound 70, we're running a bit slow between 170 just past the airport. Opens up at Cypress. On westbound 44, things really slowing in that right lane from Lindbergh down through Highway 270. And then we're jammed pretty good between Soccer Park out through Merritts. Eastbound 44, that is slowing from Bowles up to Highway 270. Now on westbound 40, things are really jammed up. And that was due to that earlier accident west of the Science Center. You're slow now from near Compton out through Clayton Skinker. You're slow again from Clayton Warson to Spady, and then that right lane out to Highway 270. Eastbound 270, looking there, you are slow east of McDonald. It looks like it's closer to midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. They have a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. Online. On demand.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
How would you feel if you drove to work tomorrow, not because you had to, and not because you needed a paycheck, but because you wanted to? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Heisey Advisory Group. Imagine the power and the freedom that comes with that choice. That's what they call financial independence. And there's only one thing standing between you and that financial independence, and that's a plan. Just saving for retirement isn't enough. If you saved $500,000, $1 million, maybe even $2 million, okay, now what? What are you going to do with that money? You need a plan, and here's your chance. Get started with a customized risk and fee analysis from Heisey Advisory Group. You'll discover if you're taking on more risk than you can afford. You'll also discover concrete steps to help you protect your retirement life savings. And you'll also figure out how you can reduce or eliminate thousands in hidden fees and expenses. Now, this analysis will not cost you one dime. You've got nothing to lose. Ken Heisey is an independent advisory representative, a registered financial consultant, and he earns the highest rating possible from the Better Business Bureau and has over 25 years of experience in the financial services. An analysis like this can cost you hundreds, if not thousands. But if you're qualified and you call before June 26, it will not cost you one dime. 314-400-7100. That's 314-400-7100 or Heisey Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. Call them now. Heisey Advisory Group. 314-400-7100. It's time to get serious about your retirement. Call the Heisey Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. That's Heisey Advisory Group, 314-400-7100.
Investment advisory service offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a Regions Business Banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers, and our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
There are hundreds of tree service companies in St. Louis, but only a handful of them have certified arborists on staff. T&L Tree Service is one of them. For over 40 years, T&L Tree Service has been providing their clients with quality and personalized tree services, plant health care, and landscaping maintenance. When you choose T&L Tree Service, you're choosing industrial professionals who are experts in what they do. Don't trust just anyone. Get a free estimate at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com.
My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you call 800-350-0255 24 hours and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255.
Yeah, we never played more than 10 seconds to this. I like this song.
Times are getting rough.
You got enough to buy me a bottle of wine. Well, here's a guy who does have enough to buy a bottle of wine. He buys one every day for about this time of day. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Southern California. And he's brought to you by Annie Guns. That's a restaurant. Right next door is the Smokehouse. And Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. If you've never been, you owe yourself this great pleasure. And if you're lucky, somebody will give you a gift card to Annie Guns and or the Smokehouse. Or you'll give them one. Folks, here is Mike Evans.
Good day.
What is going on?
Little Vino. Here's your pop quiz question.
Alright.
Name the name of the celebrity who has been quietly opening sushi restaurants. Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. She's good looking.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh my goodness.
If you hit the sound for that peon, you're sick.
Ryan Seacrest. Justin Bieber.
Oh my goodness.
Love Nuggets. What in the world happened? Britney Spears and boyfriend Charlie Ebersole, son of Saturday Night Live co-creator Dick Ebersole. They had her wedding planned in Hawaii. Invitations went out. Then, bam, she calls it off, takes him off her Facebook, and throws him out.
Hmm.
What happened?
We don't know, Mike.
Very strange. Calvin Harris is so in love with Taylor Swift that he even cat sits for her cat when she goes out.
No, I bet he watches her cat, all right.
He takes care of that puss. I got two news items. I usually wouldn't do news items, but, however.
And there's always a however in life.
It is true that Charles Skank, woman who helped those two murderers escape, had sex with one of them over 100 times in the past year while in prison.
Whoa! Hey, here's how do you pull that off? Because
it happened. They had sex in a laundry room that was only used every other day.
Here's the deal. Her husband worked there with her at the prison, and even by his own account, when they interviewed him, he said they were together 95% of the time. Man, she made the most of that 5%.
And I tell you what, did you see that husband interview? He's as dumb as a bag of rocks.
Yeah, that poor guy.
Yeah. And is it true that Libyar's Muammar Gaddafi bought thousands and thousands of Viagras from an American company for his troops with orders to rape every woman they came across while pillaging the country at the last final days of his rule?
I hope that's not true.
That's what I heard from a pretty good source.
Wow.
Some odds and ends today. Phil Collins moves into Jennifer Lopez.
Good for him.
Old place.
Oh, without her?
No.
Okay.
It's in Miami Beach Bay. Phil paid $33 million for the humble abode.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
$33 million all. New rock comedy musical coming to Broadway based on the experiences of Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. My question is, why? So he did there.
I see we did that.
Thank you. Those are currently they're currently shooting the new Ghostbusters movie, starring Melissa McCarthy and Chris Hemsworth. I hear it's going to be hilarious.
And it probably is if she's in it.
A woman version. There are several problems between Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. One big problem, Ben hates Los Angeles, loves Boston. Jennifer, the opposite. She loves Los Angeles. She hates Boston. They can't even agree where they're going to actually live,
yeah,
or spend most of their time. Bobby Christina Houston Brown, as you know, is in hospice. We told you Monday this was going to happen. She's expected to expire sometime before the weekend or during the weekend. And hours after Bobby went into hospice, the Brown family sued her boyfriend, Nick Gordon, for $40 million for fraud. Jail is next, and I'll have more scoop on this first part of next week when I am able to talk to my Fulton County connections. Dayton history, I bet everybody knows exactly where they were. In fact, you were probably talking to me on this date 6 years ago, 2009, when you heard Michael Jackson was dead.
Actually, I don't remember where I was.
I do. Yeah, we were on the air, I think.
I was just getting details on it. It had just happened within 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
From the time we went on the air.
6 years already.
Yeah, I know.
You don't remember where you were in Michael Jackson?
I actually believe I was on vacation. I was out visiting in Paso Robles, California, of all places. That's where I think I was.
Were you visiting Sandy Koufax? He was out there.
No, but it's just weird. I was with a guy and his wife. His name is Sandy. Wow, you're like a psychic.
I am. Yeah. I'm also a poet.
Didn't know it.
But your feet show it because they're Longfellows.
Well, now you ruined the report.
Yeah, ruined. Man. Completely ruined.
Man, I'm sorry.
Completely
just
ruined.
Threw a frag bomb into the report and
right
blew it to bits.
It was perfect, okay.
Right? It was perfect then, wasn't it, Franco?
Yep.
Well, and finally.
No.
See, now he's just ready to bail. Why continue?
I'm ready to bail now.
Why continue?
I'm so sorry.
You made me cry. Name the name of the celebrity who's quietly opening some sushi restaurants. Ariana Grande, Caitlyn Jenner, Ryan Seacrest, Justin Bieber.
I'm going to go Seacrest.
I will say... Oh, shoot, I just had a mind blank. What was this?
Ariana Grande.
Second one, yeah.
Justin Bieber, Ryan Seacrest.
Who's the other? I was going to guess the Jenner. Second. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Jenner.
Caitlyn, yeah.
I will say Ariana.
You just like to say areola.
Yes, I do.
You like it when it rolls in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's unnecessary. Unnecessary.
So filthy today.
Yeah. Unnecessary.
If you're in Los Angeles, you might try the Katana Sushi Restaurant on Sunset in West Hollywood. It's fabulous. Sometimes the proprietor will come in, and you'll see Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
I'm Mike. I'm live. You ruined my apartment.
What is he not into, Seacrest?
No kidding.
You got to hand that guy. You got to give him credit, man. He took co-hosting originally a show they didn't know would do well, and he's turned this into, my goodness, he's into everything. Good for him. It was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Ballast Dental Care has an offer for you. They want to offer you free oral sedation consultation for the month of June. Oh, look, it's June 25th. You need to get in there. You need to make an appointment. I think if you will just make the appointment now, they'll still make good on that oral sedation consultation. And new patients will get, if you go in as a new patient, when comes time for your six-month cleaning, you'll get free professional whitening. That's not inexpensive, by the way. Your six-month cleanup, after you become a new patients will get the six-month, you go into the x-ray and the cleaning. You get the professional whitening at no charge. That's the Ballast Dental Care I know. That's the place I've gone to the dentist for 42 years and the place I'd love for you to make your first appointment. If you make it there, I don't think you'll ever want to go to another dentist the rest of your life. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wyland.
Where the Museo Veterans Bridge now in downtown looks great. All the traffic eastbound has thinned out on all the bridges. Westbound 40, though, still running slow from the Science Center, Kings Highway area, out through McCausland. You look a lot better out towards 270. 270 southbound, that's heavy still from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, from Highway 44 up to Graboy. Westbound 44, you're still running Soccer Park to Merritt's. And eastbound 44, that's jammed up pretty solid now, east of Bowles up through Highway 270. Westbound 70, just a little bit heavy at 170 past the airport. On eastbound 270, you're slowing now Lindbergh through New Florissant. And on westbound 40, you're also slow from Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Prospect, where they were doing some emergency road work. It sounds like all lanes are open there now. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. They have a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty, tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC, here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS. St. Louis FC takes on the New York Red Bulls on Saturday, June 27th at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS, your home of the St. Louis FC.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Try Proactive. There's a huge reason Proactive is the number one acne treatment. It totally works. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactive and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty, tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
My wife returned Saturday after having been gone a week. Thank goodness, no more doing whatever I want to. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only.
friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A steamer of an afternoon across St. Louis, but now the stage is set for rain and thunderstorms. It's going to be around for a while.
A St. Louis judge began hearing arguments in a lawsuit challenging a city ordinance requiring a vote for funding a new stadium. What stadium task force leaders are saying after today's hearing. A historic landmark at Lindenwood University seriously damaged. What brought down part of this stone structure?
I'll introduce you to a man with a plan to live on top of a billboard until St. Louis can go 7 days without a homicide.
But first at 6, some severe storms are moving across the area. Part of the viewing area is under a severe thunderstorm warning tonight.